Think a minute. You may have heard the famous true story of the mutiny on the Bounty. English sailors rebelled against their captain, William Bligh, in the South Pacific. They took over his ship, the Bounty, and then put him and his few loyal men on a small rowboat out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. These rebel sailors knew that they had committed one of the worst crimes with the punishment of death. So they escaped to a lonely island named Pitcairn. There they sank their own ship to hide from the world for the rest of their lives. Less than 20 years later, only one of those rebel sailors was still alive. Their little island paradise had become a living hell. They had fought so much amongst themselves that they killed each other off one by one. When the last mutineer was finally discovered, he had completely changed. Instead of the alcoholic thief and murderer he had been, he was now a gentle, loving father. The British government was so impressed by the change in this old rebel sailor that instead of executing him, they forgave and pardoned him for his crimes. So what happened to that drunken rebel and criminal to completely change his heart and character? Well, he had become so depressed and miserable from all the fighting and killing of his former shipmates that he became a hopeless alcoholic. Finally, one day, he was ready to kill himself when he came across Captain Bligh's old Bible. He began to read about Jesus Christ's mercy and love for him. So he asked Jesus to forgive him and help him change. From that day on, he was a different man after he surrendered his heart and life to Jesus and began to live his way every day. Maybe you also have rebelled and know you've been living wrongly. You might even feel like a castaway, rejected by your family or friends, and especially rejected by God. But you know that you can never become too bad for God to love and accept you? He will never cast you away or reject you, no matter what you've done. In fact, right now, Jesus is just waiting for you to ask him to forgive and start changing you so you can start enjoying your new nature and life. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.